Officials with the Food and Agriculture Organization, the World Bank, the Netherlands Ambassador to South Sudan, and the National Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock launched and handed over a fish market to women's group in Terkaka County on Friday. The women's group also received new technology known as the FAO Theoria Technique, or FTT, used for drying and smoking fish on a small scale. Meshack Malo, country representative for the Food and Agriculture Organization in South Sudan, says some South Sudanese have a better shot of success once they have the right tools to run a small-scale business.
So today we were here to see women who are preserving the fish in order to improve the shelf life. We were here to see the young people who are engaged in boat building so that the lifespan of the boats can be enhanced below the normal 2 years. And we've also been able to have the hospitality of the women who are using a new advanced methodology of fish drying that is more healthy and is more secure, that was adopted, brought by FAO from Ghana.
The Secretary General of women's group called Wate Nakita, Mary Malaro, says her group is frequently challenged by young boys who compete with women during the peak fishing period on the River Nile.
Fish comes, but our boys do not like mothers. But when we need the fish, they do not want. But we still force ourselves. We get that small amount. We get the groups to do the work. The first group works. The second group also works. So when we make profits, every group saves 2,500 South Sudanese pounds in the office, so that when we run out of cash, we use the savings.
Malo says South Sudan can feed its own population if farmers are empowered with the proper tools for food production.
This country was able to produce last year up to 850,000 metric tons of food. Actually, the amount of food aid that came to this country is just roughly slightly below 400,000 metric tons. So if it can be remembered, is that we had predicted a near famine in this country. But what was able to save this country from famine was the South Sudanese themselves, with their production in the cereal, although it never reached the anticipated amount of about 1 million.
Netherlands Ambassador to South Sudan, Marjan Skippers, says the resilience of the country's entrepreneurs speak for itself.
I was convinced that there was something to show for, that entrepreneurship is vital in every country, not only in development, even in countries like South Sudan, or I should say just in countries like South Sudan. And I think today has really convinced me that we should continue to pay attention to entrepreneurship, that it can thrive.
Skipper says peace and stability are necessary for the entrepreneurship to thrive.
When there is relative peace, as I see today in Terkaki, then it is vital. You see dynamism, you see optimism. I think that's very important. And South Sudan is maybe from the outside also looked as a bit, some people get a bit desperate, and we will see, I think, also around Christmas, images of starving children. But there's also an other side to South Sudan, and I think the people of South Sudan deserve also a little bit of hope from all the people that work very hard.
The Food and Agriculture Organization also donated a new grinding machine to the Wate Nakita Women's Group to process peanut butter. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.